This is Reed Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Trump 2 will still be Trump time. Trying to sort everything out and make a plan for the future is a rocky and uneven road while everything continues to settle. It's important to keep our powder dry, kind of dry anyway, while we figure things out. Heck, even in this so-called red wave sweep, control of the House of Representatives is still not certain, even as most have conceded it to the Republicans, where they lead, so it's logical to do so. With a margin today, only about a dozen seats and almost 40 still up for grabs, control by either party will be tenuous. Given the fact that Speaker Johnson has had to depend on deals with Democrats on key votes over his tenure, there's no real reason to believe that situation will change dramatically. There will still be a harder, crazier caucus pushing farther and farther right, even while there will be some folks trying to plan for a dominant future post-Trump. Remember, this is a Trump victory more than it is a Republican victory. The two might seem synonymous given the way Trump has remade the party and dominates it totally, but the magnetic pull for everything, just as it was in Trump 1, will be Trump himself and his hopes for an imperial presidency. Party strategists and politicians who want to exploit the newcomers to their voting column will want to modulate some of the wildness to make this a watershed election, not just an anomaly. Remember, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin are still not Florida or Mississippi. To hold on, they will have to sell different stuff. Republicans in Texas will also want to hold on to their newfound support along the border with Hispanics. This may mean more harshness there, but less hate speech and more and less about mass deportation and how much Puerto Rico sucks. Republicans who think about the party's post-Trump future will understand that this vote was a working and middle-class protest about the economy and a demand for change that found a vessel in the anti-everything-always-aggrieved Trump candidacy. That's not sustainable. The next 4 years will still be all about Trump. He won't and can't deliver to the working class when the line out the door will be filled with the mega-rich business CEOs, tech overlords like Elon Musk, crypto pirates, and autocrats around the globe. He's a lame duck president with 2 years to muck around. It will be bad for unions, antitrust, the climate, and cities for sure. No doubt, the White House will be terrible. But judging by his new chief of staff, it will likely be more competent, and that's bad news for everyone. The question is whether we can build in the base that he will disappoint. Progressives have lost the culture war. Intersectionality done right might work, but separate identity politics is a loser. We can win on issues if we pick them well. Abortion is a good example. The issue was way more popular and deeply sturdy politically than candidate Harris. That's not enough to build a party or movement, but it's now more a problem for Trump and Republicans than for Democrats and others. Florida can manipulate the initiative with a 60% threshold, but they also know how to count the votes. When they lose 57 to 43%, they still know that that's a landslide loss. Moving to economic issues that might have the same kind of deep appeal and salience has to be a priority to rebuild the base forfeited to Trump. The issues have to build organizations and parties, not personalities and politicians. Trump has been brilliant at doing the opposite, but he's sui generis. Who knows? Let's let it settle and see where we need to go from here. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.